local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Happy Thursday, Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin with you for the next 3 hours, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today, December 14th, 2023. Traffic line is 850-262-6111. I know we have some slowdowns getting to Pace right now. We'll get more details on that in a few minutes. And text line is always open as well. 850-437-1620. Starting off with our top three stories today. White House officials meeting with Israeli leaders as tensions between the two countries reaching new highs. Here's State Department spokesman Matt Miller.
We have a responsibility to be careful and deliberate when we make those kind of assessments, and we're not at the point yet where we have been able to state that with any degree of certainty.
Miller says that right now there has been no assessment on whether Israel is following international law in the war with Hamas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been on the defensive of late, pushing back against criticism of his country's war, saying they'll continue fighting until Israel reaches victory and nothing less. Also, UN officials say roughly 90% of the Gaza population has been displaced by the relentless bombing, and about 1 million people are facing starvation. The Palestinian Health Ministry saying yesterday that vaccinations for children are dwindling in Gaza and they're running out of vaccines would have catastrophic repercussions on the spread of diseases. Also, Iran warning against the creation of a proposed U.S.-led international task force to protect shipping in the Red Sea. Iranian media reporting that the nation's defense minister said that any such force would face extraordinary problems in a region where Iran has predominance. The U.S. announced last week that talks were underway to set up a multinational force after a slew of recent attacks on shipping by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels coming from Yemen. So a lot happening there in the Middle East with the Israel-Hamas war. Iran also flexing its muscle a little bit. Those are top three stories today here at 412. Switching gears, looking at some of our local headlines here. A Pensacola man will be placed in a residential treatment facility rather than jail after pleading no contest to charges tied to the abuse of his mother. According to the PNJ, Christopher Asmar's charges were dropped from two counts of attempted murder to third-degree felony, abusing an elderly or disabled adult, as well as battery. While he was sentenced to almost a year in jail on each charge, the plea agreement will place Asmar in the Phoenix House in Citra, Florida. That facility specializes in helping those with substance abuse as well as mental health disorders. Busy Santa Rosa County Commission meeting today, and a lot in public comment, especially. One Milton father is pleading with county leaders to make an intersection safer. At an intersection, there was an accident back in October that claimed the life of his 14-year-old son, Myson.
There's also a miniature Christmas tree that his 15-year-old brother put there so Myson would have his own Christmas tree. I believe had there been a four-way stop in place, Myson would be celebrating the holidays with us and not in a charm hanging around my neck.
This intersection, specifically Byram and Magnolia Streets, that accident happening back in October, who you heard from was Robert McKinney addressing the Santa Rosa County Commissioners. Carrie Smith, district representative, says they are looking to make that intersection safer. Also, in Santa Rosa County Commission meeting today, we talked about this a couple of days ago and then a little bit more yesterday as well, but there have been some changes now to the public comment at those commission meetings where members of the public will have 4 minutes to speak on anything they want to during the public comment portion of the meeting. After that, once the agenda starts, no more public comments. So a lot of people coming out to express their disdain for the change.
I kind of looked at this as the Thanksgiving dinner where you have the children's table over in the corner of the room, which we'll call the public table. and we'll let them say cute things for 4 minutes. But then when that's done, they have to sit down and be quiet, and the big people over here at this table, they have to conduct business, and you're not allowed to speak anymore. That's the image that I'm receiving on this, okay? And I'm probably not the only one.
That from resident Bill Hayden. He believes that if he speaks at the beginning of the meeting, his comments would be forgotten by the time that the agenda items come around. Many concerned that their voices would no longer be heard on important issues. So we've seen now the city of Milton, although they've had their own issues with public comment, but Santa Rosa County going through this when Commissioner Colton Wright took over, there was a big hubbub about the public forum. And now with Commissioner Sam Parker now as the chair making that change, we also have a current discussion, or at least it's been kind of ongoing one over the past couple of months, as to whether there should be public comment changes made at Escambia County school board meetings. So a lot made on that front here for several different organizations. 4:15 right now. Austin, good afternoon to you, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing not too bad. I mean, it's Thursday, so, you know, the week felt like it's gone a little bit slower for me. I don't know if that's the way for you, but I'm glad it's Thursday. An abominable Thursday night football game that we get to enjoy. Somehow, we thought it couldn't get worse with Patriots Steelers. It somehow did.
Okay. Hey, that was a good game. But it was more scoring than we thought.
Yeah. But anyway, 4:16, we'll get some more local headlines and state headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. Our first traffic and weather update of the day is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road, traveling towards West 9 Mile, expect some issues there. We've already got a lot of congestion in that area. We also got a little bit developing on Mobile Highway if you're traveling northbound towards North Blue Angel Parkway there. Also, North Palafox Street, traveling northbound towards the intersection with East Burgess Road, giving us some issues at this time. And Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. Now, this is the real big one at the moment, and Joe kind of hinted at this earlier. If you are traveling out from, let's say you're coming from UWF, you're traveling into Pace here over the bridge, we've got some severe issues, I believe, caused by construction predominantly, giving us a lot of backups in that area. So unfortunately, that doesn't seem like it's going to lessen anytime soon. And then when we get actually further into Santa Rosa County, if you're on Caroline Street, traveling westbound, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we've got backups developing there as well.
All right. Thank you very much. Reminder on the traffic line, 850-262-6111, and the text line, 850-437-1620. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, a murder trial underway in Leon County for a man accused of killing the brother of former Florida Democratic Party chair Manny Diaz. Stephen Yinger was accused of strangling Jorge Diaz Johnston and then dumping his body in a trash bin outside of a Tallahassee apartment that they shared January of last year. Diaz Johnston, an LGBTQ plus activist, was part of the lawsuit that led to the end of Florida's gay marriage ban.
And you're listening to News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now, taking you through state headlines here. The man who Google searched how to kill someone with a knife is guilty in the stabbing death of his ex-girlfriend's boyfriend. That's a mouthful there. Randall Brown was accused of stabbing the 39-year-old victim more than 80 times before setting the victim's house on fire. The ex-girlfriend is also charged with accessory after the fact, after investigators say that she helped Brown escape arrest.
Also here in Miami, a judge hearing a testimony before deciding whether a 13-year-old charged as an adult with murder should stay in adult prison or be transferred to a juvenile facility. Here's Karen Curtis reporting.
No mental health concerns with Mr. Rosa flourishing, if I would say.
That's Metro West Prison Guard Corporal Wims, who testified today that Derek Rosa, who's accused of stabbing his mother to death, is well cared for at the adult facility.
A mental health representative would come from the clinic to evaluate Mr. Rosa. Anything they felt like, okay, well, hold on, you know, that's out of the norm for Rosa or a red light for staff, they would do that protocol to have him seen by medical.
Prosecutors are against moving Rosa to juvenile detention because they say he needs to be treated as an adult. Karen Curtis, Miami.
All right, and lastly, in our state headlines, initial filings for unemployment benefits are down. New jobless claims, a barometer, of course, for the health of the labor market, dropped to about 5,800 for the week ending December 9th. That's down from about 6,200 from the prior week. That's a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. 4:20, we'll take a break. National headlines when we return. Pensacola right now.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickorhamic Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickorhamic Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickorhamic Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the announcement yesterday that the House is going to be conducting an impeachment investigation into President Biden. We also talked about a little Milton City Council melodrama theater that took place last Tuesday during the installation of a new board member. That was at the beginning of the 6 o'clock hour. Midway through the 6 o'clock hour, we talked about the vote by the Escambia County Commission to pay $90,000 to a former county employee who was terminated. You can find all of those segments at newsradio923.com on the podcast page.
The Volkswagen Sign Then Drive event wraps up the year at Pete Moore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Pete Moore Imports today. It's never been easier to bring a shiny new Volkswagen home for the holidays. All you have to do is just sign your name. There's no down payment, no security deposit, nothing due at signing, and no first month payment. How much easier could it be? Just sign your name and you'll be driving a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos home today. And as the new year comes to close, Pete Moore Imports wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Pete Moore Imports is not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit newsouthwindow.com. New South proud.
Looking for unique and one-of-a-kind gift ideas this holiday season? Look no further. Berman Proper, an amazing gift shop nestled in Gulf Breeze proper, has a wide selection of gifts, custom engraving, and local products. They also have one of the largest selections of coastal Christmas ornaments and decor that you need to see. Prim and Proper has gifts for everyone on your list, including yourself. Prim and Proper is located in your neighborhood Walmart shopping center in Gulf Breeze proper and online at priminproper.com.
Pensacola right now from 4 till 7 right before Dave Ramsey on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The only Christmas for me, where the love.
Caller right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:25 here, we will get another check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Super Agents. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. So looking around Pensacola and the surrounding areas here, if you are traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, we've still got some issues developing in that area. Nothing too bad just yet. Pine Forest Road, same can be said there. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, the congestion isn't as bad as it can be, but it's not looking so pretty either. If you're traveling anywhere near the intersection of East Burgess Road and North Palafox Street, that is giving us some issues as well. Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway and even further westbound towards North Palafox Street, we've got issues developing in both of those areas. And the big one, luckily it has seemed to have died down significantly, but it is still pretty rough. If you're coming from the University of West Florida trying to travel over the bridge from Escambia County into Pace, expect some issues there. I believe construction was playing a role in that, but it has seemingly died down a good deal. So hopefully that won't be much longer. And then if you're traveling westbound over Caroline Street, or excuse me, on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we've still got a lot of backups there.
All right. Thank you very much, Austin. Right now, by the way, traffic line 850-262-6111. Text line 850-437-1620. Meteorologist Alan Strom, we missed him for a while. He's back in the chair, and here's a look at his forecast.
Skies will be mostly cloudy overnight. Lows will be down in the 40s. Nice and sunny for the most part on Friday with highs in the 60s. This weekend, there's a chance for rain. The most likely time it will rain will be Saturday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. It's 67 degrees right now. Got a little bit warmer today, down to 65, actually. High surf advisory in effect through Saturday night. 49, the overnight low tonight. Cloudy, breezy as well, and more sunshine on tap for Friday with a high of around 64 degrees. Quick recap, if you missed it at the top of the hour, just briefly reviewing our top three stories all having to do with Israel or the Middle East. Tensions a little bit higher, I guess you could say that, between the U.S. and Israel, as there are questions about whether Israel is breaking rules of war, as they say in the movie The Patriot. Pretty defensive Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushing back against criticism, saying they'll continue fighting until Israel reaches victory and nothing less. The UN says that about 90% of the Gaza population has been displaced by bombing and about 1 million people are facing starvation. And Iran, we told you last week that there was a series of attacks on ships out in the Red Sea by Houthi rebels in Yemen. And last week, the U.S. had opened discussions about maybe we should put together a force, an international force, to protect shipping in the Red Sea. Iran flexing its muscles a little bit, saying that any such force would face extraordinary problems in a region where Iran has predominance. So that's the top three stories here today. Looking at some more national headlines, a bill authorizing a record $886 billion in military spending is headed to President Biden's desk.
The yeas are 310. The nays are 118. Two-thirds being in the affirmative. The conference report is agreed to.
That from the House as they passed the National Defense Authorization Act this morning after clearing the Senate yesterday. The legislation includes a pay raise for service members, procurement of new weapons and missile defense systems, and other national security priorities.
And a 13-year-old Ohio boy is charged with planning a mass shooting at a synagogue. He's charged with inducing panic and disorderly conduct, both misdemeanors, after allegedly sharing a detailed plan online to carry out a shooting at the Temple Israel in Canton.
Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy saying goodbye.
Thank you for ever giving me this opportunity to serve you. To America, I loved every single day.
I don't know about every single day. California Republican gave his last speech on the House floor as he's retiring at the end of the year. Of course, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz led the effort to remove him from the speakership earlier this year.
Pensacola, right now, you're listening to us, Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, taking you through your national headlines here. The White House is weighing in on the impeachment inquiry that was voted on by the House yesterday.
They're wasting their time
instead of doing the work of, on behalf of the American people, they go after the president's family.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters today that there's zero evidence of wrongdoing by the president. She added that House Republicans are pursuing impeachment while doing little on Ukraine aid and border security.
And a New York court rejecting Donald Trump's challenge to his gag order. Here's Lisa Taylor reporting.
Trump's legal team tried to reverse the gag order that stops Trump and his attorneys from publicly speaking about Judge Arthur Engoron's court staff. The appeals court said Trump failed to use the correct legal path to challenge the gag order and sanctions on him. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Thank you very much, Lisa. 4:30 right now. Fox News Update is coming up. Second half hour, a recap of our top three stories. Look what's going on in the sports world tonight. Health, business, and science as well. A lot happening there today.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Police are investigating the vandalism of multiple Hanukkah menorahs nationwide. Fox's Julian Turner reports.
In Brooklyn, New York, one rabbi tells us the NYPD hate crimes unit is now investigating vandalism of two menorahs at his congregation. In Maryland, synagogue goers repaired a menorah themselves that was vandalized on the eve of the first night of Hanukkah. There's also menorah vandalism in Lakewood, Illinois.
President Biden touts lowering drug costs at the National Institutes of Health in Maryland. He says his administration is providing relief to families by cracking down on price gouging.
This lowers taxes as well as lowers costs for individuals.
He says he fought Big Pharma and won with the Inflation Reduction Act and by opening the door for Medicare to negotiate with drug companies. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Wall Street's winning ways continued today. The stock market rose for a sixth straight session, and the Dow Jones Industrials, up 158 points to 37,248, earned a second straight fresh closing high. The NASDAQ Composite added 27 points, and the S&P 500 edged up 12. After the close, Scholastic reported that its revenue sank in the latest quarter, and it cut its full-year guidance amid lower spending at its reading events. The New York-based children's book publisher said it expects that trend to continue over the next several months. In response, Scholastic shares are tumbling nearly 12% in after-hours trading. It already offers pet pharmacy services and Pet First insurance plans, and Chewy announced today that it will launch veterinary practices in 2024. The company says it'll open its first Chewy vet care practice in South Florida, with more sites opening throughout the year. The services to be offered will include routine checkups, urgent care, and surgery. That's Your Money Now.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
A holiday message from Jackson Hewitt.
'Twas the yikes before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring. Except Larry. See, the stockings weren't hung by the chimney with care, 'cause Larry's wallet was empty with no time to spare. So he went to Jackson Hewitt for a holiday loan, got money so fast he rejoiced and went home. Avoid the yikes before Christmas. Go to Jackson Hewitt before it's too late. Get up to $1,000 fast, minus the wait.
Early refund advance offered to eligible clients. Application required. Finance charge applies. Loans by Republic Bank. Details at jacksonhewitt.com.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees and cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Prevagen. Another day, another Draymond Green incident, and now an indefinite suspension after Green hit Yusuf Nurkic. The Warriors shouldn't be surprised that they're in this spot, though, because they always let Draymond be Draymond and were always afraid to hold him accountable. It was clear this summer that the juice wasn't worth the squeeze anymore, but the Warriors still rewarded Draymond with a new contract. Golden State made their bed, and now they have to lie in it. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, if you're not calling John Anthony, you're simply missing out. To prove it, I'm releasing your Thursday Night Report absolutely free on recorded message line. Call 1-800-244-5506. I love tonight's matchup. Los Angeles, Las Vegas' monster side and total. Los Angeles and Las Vegas, both potent offensive weapons, potentially creating an exciting matchup for fans on both sides. Los Angeles, Las Vegas, plus hoops action. That's five big plays John Anthony has you covered. Recorded message, 1-800-244-5506. Information wins. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. 1-800-244-5506. You want information? I've got it. I love to go 5-0 with the season free. Los Angeles, Las Vegas, plus hoops action. Recorded message, call 1-800-244-5506 or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
Tonight, we light the Hanukkah candles from left to right.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor, and as I light my Hanukkah menorah, I'd like to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah. Also, a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. From all of us at News Radio 92.3.
From all of us to all of you, Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. A little bit after 4:35 here, we will get another check of the roads and weather. Taking a look at traffic here, if you are traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, we've still got some congestion there. We also got a traffic accident being reported near there, but that itself does not appear to be causing much congestion, at least not according to our end here. Also, if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard, about where it merges with North Palafox Street, expect some issues there as well. We've got some backups developing in that area. East Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards the intersection with North Palafox Street, that's going to give us some issues as well. And Brent Lane's a big one right now. If you're traveling westbound towards North Davis and even further westbound towards North Palafox Street, expect some problems there as well. A lot of the congestion we were dealing with traveling from West Florida into traveling from the University of West Florida into Pace and the Milton areas, that has seemingly died down, so there shouldn't be much congestion in that area now. But if we do actually go into Pace on Caroline Street, if you are traveling eastbound towards Chemukla Highway, expect some issues there. We've got some slight congestion developing. And Caroline Street traveling westbound towards downtown Milton coming in over Blackwater River, that's still giving us a lot of issues as well.
Skies will be mostly cloudy overnight. Lows will be down in the 40s. Nice and sunny for the most part on Friday with highs in the 60s. This weekend, there's a chance for rain. The most likely time it will rain will be Saturday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. We do have a high surf advisory in effect until Saturday night. So obviously rain coming into the picture there. Currently 65, and that's about where we'll be for a high tomorrow with mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, 49. Taking a look at what's happening around the world of sports. So we didn't really talk about this yesterday because, I mean, it happened Tuesday night, but yeah. There was no decision made. But Draymond Green is an issue again for the NBA. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised because The last time he got suspended was because, he choked Rudy Gobert. So he got 5 games for that. And this is now the 6th time that Draymond has been suspended by the league. But this one is, they didn't do a multiplier. They just said, hey, he's not playing again until he meets certain league and term conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what that means. I assume that some sort of perhaps group counseling or anger management. Maybe he's doing the Andy Bernard anger management, still management material.
Yeah.
So we're not going to see Draymond for a while, I guess. What'll be interesting is, you know, whatever these metrics are, nobody's going to know if they've done a dang thing until he's back on a court and somebody's grabbing on his jersey or he gets into a tussle, because then it's like, all right, is Draymond a changed man?
Yeah.
Or is he the same dude that was just sitting out longer games and just playing along with whatever it is what we wanted to do?
Well, and the thing is, the NBA has been one of the most proactive leagues when it comes to cracking down on stuff, trying to make this sport more enjoyable for the fans, especially during the regular season. Mm-hmm. They're doing all this and that, you know. And they're cracking down on they crack down on flopping, and they're cracking down on this aggression. And Draymond Green, he's so accomplished, yet he's becoming nonetheless more and more known for his aggression, being a jerk, being a dirty player. I mean, so they're like, okay, we can suspend him for 4 games in an 82 game regular season, and it mean nothing. We can fine him whatever pocket change is to a multimillionaire. We can do that, but it's not sending the message. Hopefully, now this will. I mean, they're trying to make a change. I got to respect it. But he needs to look out. Because remember Vontaze Burfict? Dirty, dirty, dirty. He did not take all the hints. He didn't take all the warning shots fired by the NFL. He got suspended indefinitely. We never saw him again.
Yeah. Also, Thursday night football tonight, the Raiders hosting the Chargers. The Chargers do not have Justin Herbert for this game or Keenan Allen. The Raiders don't have Josh Jacobs, so...
This is going to be a nightmare.
I hope you don't have any of your fantasy teams, and if you're in the playoffs starting this week, that you were riding on Raiders and Chargers players, because yikes. Also, that'll Super Bowl, NFL announcing the Super Bowl will be back in Los Angeles in 2027. Of course, they had the Bengals-Rams Super Bowl in 2022. Super Bowl 61 will be at SoFi Stadium, and it's going to be a nice 3-year stretch for Los Angeles. They're going to have the World Cup. They're going to be a city hosting the World Cup games in 2026, the Super Bowl in 2027, and, of course, they're hosting the Olympics in 2028.
Wow. They got a lot going on there.
Absolutely. 442, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 with Joe and Austin. Health, business, and science notes today. President Biden speaking in Maryland, talking about the Inflation Reduction Act and how it's capping prescription drug costs. He announced that Medicare enrollees could save on dozens of medications under a law penalizing pharmaceutical companies if they raise prices faster than the rate of inflation. The White House estimates the move could cut costs for about 750,000 seniors.
And Pope Francis is calling for a binding international treaty to govern the development and use of artificial intelligence. In a message for the upcoming World Day of Peace on January 1st, the pontiff warned that while AI could lead to fantastic progress, it could also usher in a technological dictatorship.
Sad news for NASA fans, especially if you've been alive long enough to see Voyager 1 launch. The Voyager 1 has lost communication with the mission team on Earth.
Aw.
I know.
That's always sad.
Yeah. Engineers are working on the computer glitch, so maybe not all hope is lost. The 46-year-old probe is the furthest spacecraft from Earth. Its flight data system seems to be stuck on repeat. The team first noticed the problem a month ago when Voyager 1 started sending Earth a repeating looped pattern of ones and zeros. NASA says the team sends commands to the probe to restart the flight data system, but so far, there's been no usable data back.
And Etsy stock is tumbling as the company lays off hundreds of employees. The e-commerce giant announced on Wednesday that it was laying off 11% of its workforce over the holidays, which comes to about 225 employees. CEO Josh Silverman said in a letter to employees that sales have remained essentially flat since 2021 and that employee expenses have grown.
Also, the autonomous vehicle division of General Motors is laying off almost 30% of their staff. Those layoffs include 9 top leaders, as the company says they're making changes to operating plans. This happened after an analysis of an accident involving a pedestrian in San Francisco. Cruise LLC's self-driving ride service is currently suspended while safety standards are being evaluated.
Just about 4:45 here. We'll get right back to health, business, and science notes after this quick traffic and weather update. Looking at Mobile Highway, traveling northbound towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway, we still got some issues in that area, so if you're over there, be aware of that. Also, if you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got a lot of issues developing there, as we so often do. Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, and a little bit further west, traveling towards North Palafox Street, we've got issues there. Speaking of North Palafox Street, the intersection with East Burgess Road is looking backed up at the moment, so be aware of that. Moving over to Santa Rosa County, if you are traveling on Caroline Street towards the intersection with Chemukla Highway, we've got some issues over there. It's near Chemukla Highway and Florida Town Road, that area. Look out for that. Lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we're dealing with some issues there as well.
Heading through the night, skies will be mostly cloudy with overnight lows in the 40s. Sunshine is back on Friday with highs in the 60s. Very nice weather. Over the weekend, it's not going to rain all weekend, but there's a high chance for rain, especially on Saturday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. We are currently at 64 degrees with fair skies. Tonight, 49. Breezy and cloudy. More sunshine on Friday. High of 64. High surf advisory in effect until Saturday night. Plus size TikTokers, Austin, are praising Southwest Airlines for its new, quote, customer of size policy, which allows overweight passengers to request a complimentary seat and forces the flight staff to accommodate, even if that means kicking others with tickets off of the flight.
What?
Under the new policy, customers whose bodies encroach past the armrest are entitled to an extra seat at no additional cost.
Okay, so as a plus-sized individual myself, this is stupid.
I'm sorry. Person of size.
Whatever. Yes. Fine. Yeah, customer of size. As a customer of size myself, this is stupid. There is no way someone should be told, hey, you can't have this seat because someone's too flipping large to, I mean, no, I'm sorry. I feel sorry for the individuals who obviously have like a condition of some sort, obviously. But if you're just like me and you like food and you like it a bit too much for your own good, I don't feel sorry
for you.
Buy
two seats.
Yeah, buy two seats. That's what you got to do.
Or
drive.
Or travel with the skinny person and they just sit next to you. I don't know.
My goodness, that's so pathetic.
Well, I think Southwest is going to be,
the official
airline of customer of size. Customer of size. That's what we use around here.
I can say that's the true word. I'm heavy set. Y'all can't see me. You can't see me, but Joe can.
He's a very large man.
Yes. The World Health Organization is calling for a ban on flavored vapes. The World Health Organization, said that countries that allow e-cigarettes need urgent action to restrict them in order to protect children and non-smokers. The WHO Director General's release also noted that vaping is not shown to be an effective way to quit tobacco use, but instead show alarming evidence of negative effects on health.
I can tell you're just riled up about the Southwest story there. So.
I'm sorry for you listening. I trip over myself sometimes.
Pop culture news now on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. George Santos back. Not only is he on Cameo, but he's taking his show on the road to X, launching a subscription page.
The Republican who used to represent parts of Long Island and Queens is promising he'll divulge details regarding Congress, the media, and some celebrities to users who pay $7 a month for his content.
Don't miss out on the piping hot tea for just $7 a month. You're going to go nuts with what's coming your way.
It comes after the ousted Congress member started making customized videos on the Cameo platform, which late-night talk show host Jimmy Kimmel later used for a new segment called Will Santos Say It? Santos is now threatening a lawsuit if Kimmel doesn't pay him $20,000 for it. I'm Natalie Migliori, NBC News Radio, New York.
That should get you a subscription to Santos on X. I think that's what'll be my Christmas gift to you.
Yeah, well, Well, have fun wasting your money, buddy. Trevor Noah is returning as host of the Grammys. It'll be the fourth time in a row that Noah will be hosting the annual music awards show. The 66th annual Grammy Awards will be handed out on February 4th on CBS.
Also, the first trailer released today for John Krasinski's If. The film follows a young girl who begins to see imaginary friends that were abandoned by the originators. Besides Krasinski, the ensemble cast includes Ryan Reynolds, Emily Blunt, Matt Damon, and Steve Carell.
Oh, it's pretty solid cast. Eddie Murphy is back as Detective Axel Foley. The first trailer is out for Beverly Hills Cop Axel F. He'll team up with a new partner and his old friends after his daughter's life is threatened. The rest of the cast includes Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Kevin Bacon, and Judge Reinhold. It'll hit Netflix sometime next year. Another big cast
there. Yeah, 4:50 right now. We'll take our final break this hour back with wacky stories and good news to finish up hour number one of Pensacola right now.
A gift certificate from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa makes the perfect last-minute gift for all your hard-to-buy-for loved ones on your list. After all of the preparation and work getting ready for the holidays, they need to relax. And Stillwater's makes it easy for you. You can get a gift certificate in minutes by going to swmedspa.com on your smartphone and then have it emailed or printed out at home. Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa, voted best spa on the coast and best of the bay 18 years in a row. swmedspa.com.
Gulf Coast businesses are estimated to lose over $100,000 to email scams. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the season of giving, but criminals know you are more likely to click a malicious link if it looks like a good deal. Be wary of all marketing emails, and your bank account will thank you. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Google Data Revolution Pensacola for more information.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To me, the most important thing about being in the human race isn't winning. It's participating. Living life to the fullest. Emphasis on living. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Untreated hearing loss affects our mobility. It increases the risk of falls by 50%. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
This is Lewis Bear wishing you a safe and happy holidays. Please don't text and drive or drink and drive.
Well, in a few weeks, Cat Country celebrates their 20th anniversary. And on behalf of the Apple Yard Agency, who's been around over 60 years, we want to wish you the happy anniversary and the best holidays possible. We love our partnership with Cat Country.
This is Will with Hill Kelly Dodge wishing you a happy holiday from our family to yours.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
And you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a moment before 4:55 here, we will get one last check of the roads and weather for this hour. If you are traveling on Mobile Highway, northbound towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway. We've still got some issues over there. Same can be said about East Burgess Road traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. Brent Lane has gotten increasingly backed up if you are traveling westbound on your way to North Palafox as well. Pine Forest Road, particularly if you're traveling northbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile, we've got some issues there. And then in Santa Rosa County, we've had a couple of issues. If you are traveling towards intersection with Florida Town Road and Chemukla Highway on Caroline Street, we've got some issues in that area. And if you're traveling westbound on Caroline trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, you're still going to be dealing with issues over there.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at our Channel 3 First Warning weather forecast.
Skies will be mostly cloudy overnight. Lows will be down in the 40s. Nice and sunny for the most part on Friday with highs in the 60s. This weekend, there's a chance for rain. The most likely time it will rain will be Saturday night. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, currently 65 degrees, 49 overnight tonight with cloudy and breezy conditions. Taking a look at some wacky stories. One man's effort to kill a cockroach got quickly out of hand, ending when he accidentally blew up his apartment. The man, a resident of the Japanese city of Kumamoto, saw a solitary cockroach in his apartment Sunday and started spraying an incredibly massive amount of insecticide everywhere. About a minute later, the man's heating table ignited the flammable chemicals, blowing out his windows and causing minor injuries. We have no word on if the cockroach survived.
I'm assuming it didn't, but if anything were to survive an explosion, It would be a cockroach. A 27-year-old woman got picked up by an Uber at a hotel in Austin, Texas on Sunday. She was heading to the airport and running late. Her name is Nyusha Afkami.
I think that's right.
Yeah. Thanks for your phonetic spelling there, Joe, on the script here. The driver says that she got upset when she saw how long it would take to get there and wanted them to drive faster. Apparently they wouldn't, so she grabbed a driver's phone and chucked it out the window. You'd think that would just delay her even more, but she had a plan. When the driver pulled over to grab the phone, she hopped into the driver's seat and stole the car. Driver called the cops, and airport security stopped her before she boarded the flight. The car was found abandoned in front of the Southwest terminal, and she couldn't have been running that late because she still managed to stop at a store inside the airport and bought more than $120 worth of stuff with the driver's credit card.
I don't think she made her flight.
Probably not.
Parents in New Mexico outraged after a street preacher from Texas stood in front of an Albuquerque elementary school dressed as the Grinch and holding up a sign that says, "Santa is fake, Jesus is real."
Don't touch us. Don't touch me.
Get out of here, bro.
There's a police officer right behind you.
So as you can imagine, a lot of confrontation between David Grisham and angry parents.
I believe
had his sign ripped up. Police were on scene, said there was nothing they could do because he was on public property, not breaking any laws. Listen, I understand that you may have a message. I think that there are certain ways that are better to communicate that message than others, and I think this one fell a little short of that.
I couldn't agree more. Two men in Colorado tried to argue that their theft at a local Kohl's should have been considered a misdemeanor rather than a felony because with coupons they stole less than $2,000 worth of merch. In Colorado, any theft that is $2,000 and more is automatically a felony. The jury did convict them of felony theft. No word if they tried to use Kohl's cash as bail money. That was clever.
Good news. A 9-year-old Ohio boy who is battling cancer is sending thanks after he received thousands upon thousands of cards and gifts. Andrew Miller is battling two types of stage 4 cancer, and for his birthday and Christmas, he had a goal of receiving 2,000 cards. As he says, he loves getting mail. Over the last few weeks, Andrew has received more than 13,000 cards and gifts from all over the country. His parents say they cannot believe how much this has lifted Andrew's spirits. Andrew says, "It shows how much people appreciate me."
That's sweet. Yeah. A homeless shelter in Portland, Oregon is auctioning off a pair of very expensive Air Jordans someone left in their donation bin, and they apparently did so on purpose. It's a gold pair of Air Jordan 3 sneakers based on shoes that Spike Lee commissioned to wear to the 2019 Oscars. The designer confirmed that they're the real deal and gave them a new custom box. They're valued at over $10,000, but could sell for up to $20,000.
I wonder if those were Spike Lee's actual Jordans.
I don't know,
but that's pretty cool. I saw a picture of them. Yeah, they're They're very gold, Jordan 3s. So I have a pair of Jordan 3s myself. Very comfortable shoes.
Really?
Which is usually not the case, I have found, for Jordans. But yeah, the 3s are nice. Raising money for a good cause, and kudos to whoever donated that pair there. That'll do it for us for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up next. We're back in about 10 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Thanks so much for tuning in on a Thursday. Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.